Show powered by the KC Laundry, getting ready to wrap up the 3 o'clock hour here on 104.5 The Zone. The business in Las Vegas, they're doing their best of business as usual. They are projecting win totals. And also, guys, we're starting to get some good point spread information on college football games and some other good college football information as well from our friends at Bet Online.
Yeah, and actually, this is from FoxBet.com, which is where you know, Clay Travis works and our guy Todd Furman works. And they've got a bunch of key games with regard to college football. So I wrote down all of the games that they had for Alabama, all of the games they had for LSU, and then we can go through some others. In terms of NFL win totals, we can get through that when Alan Bell joins us from 4:15 until 5 o'clock from Sportsline, CBS Sportsline. With regard to Alabama, they have five games listed. Bama is a favorite in all five of these games in no particular order. Alabama against Georgia in Tuscaloosa, Bama by 6.5. Alabama at LSU, Bama by 1. So that'll be an interesting one on the Bayou. LSU, of course, snapping that 8-game losing streak to Alabama last year with the win in Tuscaloosa. Bama and USC in Dallas, Bama by 16.5 against the Trojans. Bama favored by 9.5 at home against Texas A&M. And then the Iron Bowl, Don, Alabama is an 11.5 point favorite at this point over Auburn.
Wow.
Boy. If you're an Auburn fan,
that is a large, large number.
Woo. Now, LSU may have a bit of a bounce back, obviously losing Joe Brady to the Carolina Panthers, Joe Burrow to the NFL at pick number one. LSU at Florida, a 2-point underdog. They are a pick'em in the Auburn game. They are a 1-point favorite at Texas A&M, and they're a 6.5-point favorite against Texas. So they've got road games at Florida, at Auburn, at Texas A&M. That's tough for LSU. Tennessee, they've got one game. Tennessee, an 8-point underdog at Oklahoma. And so that's just kind of a look at some of the games going on.
It is fascinating when you think about trying to project games this far out. You have teams, you know, with they don't know who their quarterback's going to be. You've got teams who've got coaching staff changes, head coaching changes. I mean,
you've got transfer portal stuff that's going to happen after spring. That usually happens after spring. I wonder how much this no spring football is going to affect transfer portal.
It's a healthy question. For sure. Some other games you might find interest in. Ohio State, a 3-point favorite at Penn State. Clemson by 21.5 against Louisville.
Did you see LSU and Auburn on this list?
Yeah, LSU, I mentioned earlier. Pick 'em at Auburn.
Pick 'em at Auburn, yeah.
Michigan by 1 at home against Penn State. USC, UCLA, USC minus 6 against UCLA. Weird things going on at UCLA, man. And let's see, Notre Dame and Arkansas. Notre Dame by 16.5 in that one. Clemson by 7 at Notre Dame. No, here's an Ole Miss game. Baylor, a 1-point favorite against Ole Miss in Houston. And then Kentucky and Louisville. Don, you know all about this one. They hate each other. Kentucky by 1.5 on the road in Louisville. So if you think you can find some value in those, now's a good time. Like you said, like if you figure you know what's going to happen at a particular quarterback battle or something like that.
Yeah, and I said,
what does Kentucky look like? I mean, they're Lynn Bowden's gone.
Yeah.
Who's going to run that team? They've got a transfer quarterback in there. We'll see how it goes.
Well, and you may find,
which I was looking forward to seeing a spring, you know, practice or seeing what goes on in the spring with all of these teams. You kind of get more answers, and that's when coaches will talk to you a little bit more, but we don't have any of that this year.
Well, from an Auburn perspective, maybe you find some value in 11.5, right? Because as the season goes on, and if Auburn is halfway decent, it's hard to imagine a double-digit point spread in that game, right?
Well, it's a rivalry game. Like, regardless, it's a rivalry game, and it's not like Auburn has fallen off the map. You just never know what's going to happen in that game. I think yes, there's value there for Auburn. There's no way that that game ends up 11.5-point game.
I'm with you. So I would find value in that. I would find value in Auburn plus 11.5 right there. But Mickey, you're right. I mean, it's a long way out.
You guys find value in?
There was Georgia and Auburn. I said LSU, but I meant Georgia 6.5 Georgia favorite over Auburn on these lines from Fox Bet. Just all of these SEC games are fascinating because Georgia's going to have a different quarterback. So how does that look? Auburn returns the same quarterback. How does that look? And he seems like a guy who can maybe really, talking about Nicks, who can do the kind of stuff that Gus wants him to do. And Don, you mentioned Kentucky. Do they find another guy and keep some of those wild Lynn Bowden Wildcat elements? Literally, they are the Wildcats. Do they keep some of that, or do they go back to a regular quarterback offense? Do they do some of both just to throw things off? Because they have a template for that now. You just don't necessarily have another Lynn Bowden to run it, though. That's all.
Right.
That's another one that I find.
And they have Joey Gatewood, who transferred from Auburn. So,
true that.
I mean, that guy was a big prospect coming out of high school. So, only
really
saw
big.
Limited action at Auburn. There you go. What can he do for Kentucky? Are they back to a different, you know, completely different offense, I would assume?
Just looking at some of these numbers real quick as we wrap up this segment, I find value in Texas A&M in that LSU game. LSU favored by one at Texas A&M. I think Texas A&M is going to be pretty good this year.
Yeah.
We were told they were building a Death Star down there by Matt Stinchcomb. He said the Death Star.
Almost a year ago.
Yes, literally. And he said, not this year, not right now, but you just wait. And he went through a lot of the things that A&M is doing. And here's the thing. If you're Jimbo, for what they're paying for football and for him and for everybody else down there, they are absolutely going to expect results. They have reached that time.
Well, Bart, they just got a running back from Florida State, transfer immediate eligibility today. Boom. So that news is out there.
Barton Simmons said to join us next from CBSSports.com, national writer, director of scouting. Lots to discuss with him. It's an interesting time in the pros with scouting. It's an interesting time for colleges and recruiting. We'll discuss all that with Barton Simmons when we come back.